Former Salt Lake County Democratic Party Chair and County Councilman Joe Hatch filed the complaint in March with the U.S. Office of Special Counsel on behalf of himself and the state and Salt Lake County Democratic parties. Hatch says he's not too surprised the office ruled Chief Michael Jensen is in compliance because the office itself is pushing to reform the Hatch Act, but he's still unsettled.
How do you divorce the authority to oversee federal grants between a subordinate and a superior when the superior always has the power to hire, fire, discipline an employee if they don't like what that employee is doing?
The first time a complaint was filed against Jensen, he was deputy fire chief, and at the time he had authority over federal grants. So the fire authority changed the rules so the chief would oversee federal grants instead. Hatch said he felt comfortable with that decision. But when Jensen became chief and decided to run for re-election, they once again shifted authority over federal grants back to the deputy.
Now that just seems like that's all form over substance. And to me, it is, if the Hatch Act is to have viability, it ought to be the substance, not the form, that's important.
Jensen says the Office of Special Counsel, which proposed legislation to exempt state and local officials nationwide from the Hatch Act, showed the law is obsolete.
They can always tell when it becomes the political season in the various states because they just get inundated with these federal Hatch Act complaints. Because both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, use it as a campaign tool against their opponents, because then they're able to say, oh, well, they're under federal investigation.
Jensen says the UFA has worked hard to implement proper safeguards to comply with the Hatch Act, noting he doesn't have the ability to fire his deputy chief without board approval.
It's the board who sets the policy. It's the board who decides if they can run or if they can't, if there's connection with federal funds, all of those things. We've also done an implementation actual plan of how everything works on a day-to-day basis.
Joe Hatch says he's not going to challenge the ruling. He says hopefully this is his first and last Hatch complaint. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.